From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Authorities in Ferguson, Missouri are continuing to investigate an overnight shooting that left two police officers wounded. One officer was shot in the face, the other in the shoulder. Both are now out of the hospital. The shooting occurred outside police headquarters during the latest in what have been ongoing protests following last summer's shooting death of unarmed 18-year-old Michael Brown. At the Justice Department today, Attorney General Eric Holder said there is no situation where officers' lives should be endangered.
There should be no situation in which an officer's life is put in jeopardy because of concerns that by appropriately defending themselves, they might be viewed as committing a crime. That simply is not something that I'm going to allow to happen.
Last summer's shooting resulted in an extensive Justice Department probe and now a slew of resignations, the latest being the city's police chief. President Obama today said his thoughts and prayers are with the officers. More than a dozen members of a college bowling team were injured when a charter bus crashed in southern Indiana this morning. Barbara Harrington from member station WFIU reports.
The Excursions Trailways bus was traveling south on I-65 when it rolled over near a small town in southeastern Indiana. The bus was carrying members of Indiana Tech College's men's and women's bowling teams, as well as coaching staff who were on their way to a sectional competition in Tennessee. Indiana State Police say all passengers and the bus driver were taken to the hospital, some reportedly with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Police are still investigating what caused the crash. For NPR News, I'm Barbara Harrington.
Federal regulators have published controversial new rules intended to protect the open Internet. As NPR's Joel Rose explains, the rules treat Internet access more like a public utility, to the dismay of major phone and cable companies.
The Federal Communications Commission voted to approve the rules last month, but the exact language of the order wasn't published until now. FCC officials say the rules prevent broadband companies from blocking or throttling the services of their competitors, or from making special deals to deliver some data to consumers faster. To do that, the FCC reclassifies Internet providers under utility-style regulations originally designed for phone service. But big broadband companies say that will discourage investment, and they've threatened to sue. The order runs to more than 300 pages, including lengthy justifications of the commission's legal authority, as the FCC digs in for a long legal fight. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
Americans' net worth reached a new record high in the final months of last year. That's based on an analysis by the Federal Reserve, which says household net worth rose by 1.9% to nearly $83 trillion. Much of the increase, around $742 billion, was due to a rise in the value of stock and mutual fund portfolios. After a major sell-off earlier in the week, stocks turned the other way today. The Dow up 259 points. The Nasdaq rose 43 points. This is NPR. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton appears to be looking to move past the flap over her use of a private email account. Clinton reportedly bringing aboard a veteran Democratic communications advisor amid growing signs she's putting together her campaign team for a run for the presidency. Clinton has yet to make a formal announcement, but is expected to launch a campaign for the Democratic nomination for the 2016 race. Jesse Ferguson, a former top aide with the House Democrats' campaign committee, is expected to run for day-to-day operations. That's according to a report by the New York Times. Boxers Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao have set the stage for their highly anticipated fight May 2nd. NPR's Tom Goldman reports the two held a joint news conference today to begin a pre-fight publicity campaign.
Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao wore suits to the press conference in Los Angeles. They will meet next in boxing trunks in Las Vegas for what's expected to be the most lucrative single night in the sport's history. Here's Mayweather.
This is a fight that the world can't miss. This is an unbelievable matchup.
A matchup that didn't happen in 38-year-old Mayweather's and 36-year-old Pacquiao's primes, but, says Pacquiao, that helped build even more anticipation.
I believe that is what are you waiting for since 5 years ago.
Mayweather, undefeated in 47 fights, is favored to win the welterweight match. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
The Houston Ship Channel is now fully reopened following a collision between a tanker and a bulk cargo carrier in foggy conditions Monday. Collision caused one of the vessels to leak a flammable gasoline additive into the water. It closed a 4 to 8 mile section of the waterway. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.